On KDY, it's our great pleasure to welcome to the studio today my favorite guest, Dennis Lancaster. Don't tell everybody else.
I won't.
I said that, Dennis.
Promise.
He truly is my favorite person to talk to when we're talking about not just things with the university, but also just stuff in general. He has led a very interesting, winding path of a life that has led him here in West Plains. You've been chancellor how many years now?
Officially, 2 years, but unofficially, well, interim, for 3.5. So
as they say, Dennis Lancaster has experience.
Experience,
right?
Yeah.
Well, talk about the experience of the school year so far at MSU West Plains. How is everything going?
You know, it's been good. I mean, we've had our challenges. You know, the biggest challenge that we faced this fall was not being able to put part of our residential students into the Grizzly Lofts, and not to go deep into that. But so that's been a challenge for students and for us navigating through that. But you know, we've learned a lot, and our students have been very patient. And so we've come out alive from that. And so we were able to purchase that facility, and that will close any day now, and all that will be done. And so we're going to put those students, we're going to put all of our students over in the Grizzly Lofts. And so part of that, the reason for that is to bring those students all together, athletes, non-athletes, into one place where we can have student life and development programs that will focus on them and really create more of a better atmosphere, you know, really a student activity engagement focus on campus.
And a very attractive thing, I would think, for prospective students. That's got to be a really good draw.
It is. It's a nice facility, unique among residential halls, really, among around the country. And parents love it. You know, it is an old shoe factory, Harlan, and so it has its issues and quirks once in a while, but it's nice. And the dining facility is right there. We're excited. Students are excited.
I haven't heard from Gordon Ramsay or anybody, but I hear that it is a really good place to eat.
It is, and it will be open to the public, and that's a big question I always get from people: is it going to be open to the public again, like it used to be? Will we're going to rebrand it as the Grizzly Den, it'll be there for I don't know about breakfast or not, but lunch for sure.
Right.
That will happen in January.
The footprint of the university continues to change. This place is going to look a lot different in another 10, 15 years.
I've been at this for 30 years here on the West Plains campus, and I forget, when I started, it was Kellett and Central at the time, the old Central High School, and now Looney Hall, and the library. And basically, that was it. And so, yeah, to look back, and it's like, it has changed a lot. So we have, coming out of the ground, our new Ascend building, so that's our building that will focus on a transition program for students with autism, as well as an Associate of Arts in Teaching that prepares paraprofessionals to work with students in the school districts with those students who might have autism. And so we're excited about that, a lot of excitement in the community and really around the state, in some ways around the nation. It is a program that has gotten a lot of attention and will continue to get attention just because it's I don't know. We're doing a good thing, Harlan. I don't toot our own horn a whole lot, but this one's I'm really proud of. Yeah, we're doing a good thing with this.
Chancellor Dennis Lancaster is here talking about things in general. One thing that I'm sure everyone is grateful for is the fact that we're done dealing with the COVID issue. Looking back at that and the challenge that presented, what did the university learn that you could utilize maybe going forward, not necessarily in the event of another pandemic? Or did it force you to do things a little bit differently and maybe some things that will be beneficial?
Yeah, it did. I mean, immediately it had the impact of, so how do you provide courses? How do you teach? How do you educate in a remote world, but also in a hazardous world? And you know, things have to continue, otherwise things fall apart. And So I think it was a wake-up call to all of us. But on campus, it was, yes, we can make this work. We were prepared and we weren't prepared for that. So while we have made great strides in online delivery of our courses, this was different. And not all of us, not of all our faculty, were prepared in that way. And it's not to belittle them or criticize them. It's just the way it was. Sometimes we would do it online and others would not. I've never taught an online class. And I wouldn't have been one of those prepared if I was teaching. So, you know, we've learned how to the importance of seated classes and how teaching there is different than online, but online is important, and so there's different ways of doing that and different benefits of being an online student. But then we have this middle thing that you can do with Zoom or Teams, and we are, in fact, I had a discussion yesterday, and so some of our courses that we don't have a large enrollment in, but there's a need in terms of a student's desire to get a degree, or it's sort of a specialized population if we're trying to attract non-traditional older students who have different kinds of schedules. Can we have a class that we offer in all three modalities? And so we are going to go in that direction. Not everything, certainly, not everything, but there'll be classes that we will have seated, well, students who are seated, those who are there totally online, and then those who will join us via Zoom. And they can move in and out of those modalities as they might need to. So that could be important to, again, an older student who's at home or whose job changes. It can be, you know, we'll have students who live in Kansas City. I mean, we're talking about our CGP, our computer graphics program. Mm-hmm. And so we have two students in Kansas City. And so they're not here with us, but we can't, that's only two students or maybe a handful more of having an online course with that is problematic when it's a smaller, the enrollment in that program is smaller anyway. So we're trying to be able to have that kind of a program with enough students to make it viable for us to do that, but deliver it in three different ways in order to make that enrollment. So we're going to experiment with that in a few areas and then see where that leads. So that's kind of an outcome of the pandemic, really, Harlan.
Not just the students, but with the pandemic in the rearview mirror, did the especially the instructors, did they learn to appreciate the opportunity to instruct in person? Maybe we never really had to deal with anything like that mm-hmm. in the past, but didn't really have a choice. But being able to have those students right there in front of you is something that maybe you just kind of took for granted for a long time.
Oh, sure. And it's a very different experience. For all of us, even like having a meeting, you know, it's a very different. And I'm sitting here across from you, looking at you and seeing, you know, as you're listening to me and reacting to me, and then as you speak, so that communication interaction is different when you're in person. If you're there via Zoom in a video kind of thing, while you might still be able to do, there's still something missing. There's something that's not there. If it's totally online and it's really just words, or it might be video that you're providing, there's a lot of pieces there. So how does that resonate in the mind and of a student in the information you're trying to get across? So there are pluses and minuses to all of those things. So I think part of what we learned in the faculty, part of it is maybe just clarification. I don't like doing, you know, online, right, or I don't like doing this, and all well and good. But I do know we've had a few of our faculty, maybe some of our older faculty, who, being forced to do this, have learned that to add something new to their seated class, or to be able to realize that, you know, using some pieces of video that out there that they've never really looked for, but can add to this now because they're not there in front of someone to explain, really has value. And so that's been kind of fun to see. But students, you know, as a whole, and I'm talking about individuals, but sort of as a whole, have clarified some things too. And that's either coming from out of high school or while they've been in college. Some have said, I don't want to do online ever again. I just don't want to do this. It's not the way I learn. So there's really a clarification of who we are as students, to take us in of information and how we process things. And that's going to be an ongoing thing, I think, all education is going to wrestle with and really move us ahead. It's going to take us a while to get out of this hole, Harmon. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to take us a while to get out of this hole that we really have missed a year, year and a half, maybe 2 years of some fundamental things that should have occurred in elementary, middle school, high school, and we're behind, even in college. And so we're already seeing that on the college level, that we've got to go back a little bit and reteach or something.
Got about a minute or so here. It seems to me a concerted effort to appeal to young people coming out of high school in this region of the state, both mm-hmm. in Missouri and in North Arkansas, and attracting bigger numbers as far as enrollment goes.
Right.
And it really seems like the college is doing a great job of that.
Well, we're having to, Harlan, to be very upfront, and I try to be upfront with everybody when I'm talking about this. Enrollment is important. while we get a state appropriation, it's it's never a sure thing. And we're not a community college. We're a two-year college, but we're not a community college, which in the state of Missouri and most every place else means that you get a local tax base. And I'm not looking for one. It's just the way it is. And we're the only two-year college other than State Tech in Lynn, Missouri, that's like this. And so we get money for our operating expenses from two places. That's state appropriations and from tuition. So if I'm trying to make something happen and grow and really sustain what we're doing, I have got to have higher enrollment. Mm-hmm. So how do we do that? And so part of our question as a team is what would entice a student to come to the West Plains campus? And that is academic programs, yes. Does that lead to a program that they can get a job immediately after being with us? And so we're trying those, like welding and nursing, and those are the big things for us. Does it lead to another where they can go someplace else? And that's been what we've tried to do for many, many years. But the other part is what am I going to do here? What can I do here? And so whether that's playing baseball, so we start with a new baseball team next fall, women's softball, which we've had now in our second year.
It's great, by the way.
Yeah, and we're looking at other things. And so being out front, we're looking at a rodeo program. And whether that's next fall, if things happen, or the following fall, that ties into our ag program, which we're trying to grow as well. So it's trying to complete more of a more comprehensive offering for us as a campus, but connected to where we live. I love other things. I love other ideas and whatever, but that's not what everybody loves. So what will make a student from here or Northern Arkansas interested in getting a college education? That's really in the end. And how can we help them succeed in meeting the goals and their aspirations as they want? So that's what we've been working on. And so it's a piece at a time. It's a piece at a time. And that's what's fun. That's what's fun about my job.
Chancellor Dennis Lancaster, you are the man. Thank you for coming in today. Appreciate
always. Always love talking to you, Harvey.
All right, Grizzly Halftime brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings and endless possibilities.
No matter the season, you need a truck that stands the test of time. From scorching summer roads to winter's icy grip, count on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC for power and reliability. With a truck from Bailey, be ready for every adventure life throws your way.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Find new roads where the Bailey Factor works for you.
Grizzly basketball continues now on Hot Country KDY.
All right, we come back and we're just starting the second half. A jump shot from the right elbow comes off. The Grizzlies get the rebound, up by one. Low block. Carlos gets it inside, goes up, missed it. Loose ball, he had it, lost it, tipped out, picked up by Downey. Back out to TGF, top of the circle, 15 on the shot clock. Javian Downey catches out front, got away with a walk, dribbles to the baseline, cut off, lost his balance, he's out of bounds, and that's turnover on the Grizzlies. Turnover number 8 on the Grizzlies, halftime scoring, leading the way with 8 apiece, Javian Downey and Trayon Grant Foster for the Grizzlies. Leading scorer in the ball game is Martez Briggs from Memphis Day. He has 18 points, and he's being guarded by Kyle Germany right now. Kyle's quick enough to stay in front of him. Now the big guy bounced past baseline. Open shot, pull-up jumper, good. Marlon Hunter, he's not been bad. He's got 11. And the Gladiators retake the lead, 46-45. Along with Curtis Ballou over here, we've got, of course, Drew Joyce on the video. Back in the studio, Nate Hudson, engineers. Kyle Germany at the point, high screen left. Step back, he'll shoot a three. That's a round and out, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds by Kamwimba, and it'll go back over to the Gladiators. 46-45. Early second half, Joe Paul Evans Arena at the West Plains Civic Center. Down the key, here's a drive, and up and good. That was too easy. Tierra Parker gets to the rim and lays it up as he just took it straight down the key and laid it off the glass. 48-45. Right point, Carlos Paul will hand it off. Javian Downey, a three would tie it up. Javian, back, bounce pass on the back, drive in, ball lost, and he got it back. Goes up strong, left hand, no good, tip long, and here come the Gladiators on a break. Pull up, Briggs will shoot a long three, left wing, good. 21 for Martez Briggs, 51-45. TGF on the baseline. Lost it, now gets it, turns, shoots, no good. Over the back foul will be called on Lionel Kamwimba for the Grizzlies. And things are not starting well here in the second half.
Not at all. Definitely have to have a man on Briggs, even on breaks like that.
Grizzlies outscored 7-0 to start the half. Now the Grizzlies will go to a full court press. Briggs, bounce pass across, diagonal pass up the floor. Ball blocked, picked up, though. Here's a drive by Tate. He puts it up off the rim. They'll get it tipped up and in by Marlon Hunter. He has 13. And suddenly, it's an 8-point game, and I think that's the biggest lead that the Gladiators have had tonight. 53-45. High post. Trayon has it. At the point, wide open. Javian with a three, no good. Rebound high in the air with a two-hand putback. Trayon Grant Foster, and how high was he in the air there? I mean, he was hanging and floating. 53-47. Briggs, front court. Takes it into the paint. Bounce pass across. Layup is up and good. Nice assist from the guy that's been scoring all the points. And Hunter gets his third field goal here in the early going in the second half. And I was making light of the defense that the Gladiators have been playing in the first half. Shouldn't talk, because we haven't played a lick of defense here in the second half. Timeout on the floor, back in 30 seconds on KDY.
At Holiday Inn Express and Suites in West Plains, your comfort and satisfaction is their top priority every day. That's why they're the top-rated Holiday Inn Express and Suite location for customer satisfaction, not just in America, but the world, for 4 consecutive years. They feature a pool and an exercise facility, spacious, comfortable lobby and rooms offering comfort and relaxation. Make your reservation by calling 417-257-3000. Stay with the best. Holiday Inn Express and Suites, 1301 Preacher Row Boulevard, West Plains.
And now more Grizzly basketball action on Hot Country KDY.
We come back, and here's a drive and a shot up and good by TGF. But it's going to be an offensive foul, so the basket won't count. Trayon Grant Foster picks up his first foul. The Grizzlies have been outscored to start this second half, 11-2. And against this team, that shouldn't happen. 55-47. Quayshon Tate. And now we'll get Riley Whitaker in the game. TGF goes out. Urji Hanami out there with Kendon Peebles, Javian Downey, Riley Whitaker. Here's a long pass up the floor underneath. Catch down low, Briggs. Follow-away shot, no good. Foul in the play, and that was Marlon Hunter, and he'll go to the line and shoot two, as Riley Whitaker will get called for his first personal foul. We got off to a really poor start against Parkland College last game out. In the second half, that is. Played pretty well in the first half. First free throw is no good. One more try for Marlon Hunter. Trying to add to an 8-point Gladiator lead. Grizzlies were up by one at the half. And the second try, good.
Gage Pitts made his way into the game for Kyle Germany.
Riley Whitaker on the left wing to the left point. Now here's Gage's pass, and he tried to pass it over the top of the big guy. The ball is lost. Loose basketball, still loose on the deck, and it's out of bounds off the Grizzlies. Inbound play, catch and shoot, and it's no good, but a foul on the inbound play. Probably Riley Whitaker again.
Well, they didn't want to blow the whistle in the first half, and now they're quick to do it in the second half.
Here's a free throw try, good. 57-47, it's a 10-point game. Kyle Germany back in for Javian Downey. Somebody's got to step up here. Someone's got to step up and be a leader and get this thing together and get us back in the game. Free throw on the next one is good. Pitts in the front court over to Kyle. Straight man-to-man being played by Memphis Day. Again, you can get to the rim all day long and get easy shots. Our problem, turning the ball over. 9 times here. Germany into Kendon Peebles. Cross court in the left corner. A 3 is in the air and no good. Rebounded on the weak side. Pulled down by Eric Beatty. Up the right side of the floor. Here's Briggs with another catch and shoot for 3. No good. Rebound Gage Pitts. You're almost surprised when he doesn't make it. Gage out front. Hassled by Briggs on the left side. Germany has it. High post. Back it goes to Gage. Wraparound pass on the wing. Ergy with a 3, and that's no good. Ball comes off, rebounded by the Grizzlies on the weak side. Turnaround fadeaway by Germany is good. Kyle has 6. 58-49, kind of got us off the schneid there. Been a while since we scored. Lob pass on the baseline. Hunter has it, works against Riley. Turns, faces, scores from 12 feet. Hunter is turned into as big a problem as Martez Briggs is. 60-49. Riley Whitaker curls over the top, goes down low on the baseline, slapped away, got it back, touch pass in. Germany puts it up, no good, and the rebound to the Gladiators. Up front, Tate has it, goes behind the back, drives in, puts it up, no good. Got fouled on the plate, and he'll go to the free throw line. So you're watching this and you're down by 11 points and you're thinking to yourself, trying to figure out, now what could happen to change this? And the one thing that has got to happen is play way better defense. First free throw is good after the second foul call on Kendon Peebles for the Grizzlies. Carlos Paul in, Riley Whitaker goes out. 61-49. Quayshon Tate has 9 points. Tries to make it 10 with this. And he does. It is a 13-point lead for Memphis Day. Germany wide open with a 3 at the point off the back iron. Rebound goes long to the corner. Chased down by Eric Beatty. And now they'll set their offense in the front court. Backdoor, great pass underneath. Dish it off inside. Briggs with a layup up and good. Martez Briggs now with 23 points. 64-49, and it's turning into a bloomin' blowout. 13:51 to play in the ball game, and the Gladiators are gliding up by 15, 64-49, back in 1 minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
If you're in the market for tires, stop by Don's Auto Service in West Plains first. Right now, get $200 back online or mail-in rebate with a set of four select Goodyear or Kelly tires when you use the Goodyear credit card. Offer good through December 31st.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Looking for a perfect stocking stuffer? Gift cards from Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Hi, this is Deb. If you have that hard-to-shop-for person on your Christmas list, we have gift cards available for whatever amount you need. And while you're in the store, enjoy shopping for all those others on your list for the perfect gift. Hurry in for the best selection and save. Hirsch knows Santa.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. We're more than that on store.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly basketball on KDY.
Back to play. Germany takes it in, puts it up, no good. Tip up is good. Tip up and in is good. 64-51, Grizzlies down by 13. And I didn't hear who they credited. I'm going to give it to Kyle Germany. He has 8 points. We've just got to play harder. Here's a shot from the left. Point for three, no good. Rebound, Carlos Paul has it. Gage Pitts up the right side, gets around his guy, drives down the lane, circles out to the corner. Double team, lots of trouble, bad pass, stole it away, tried to throw it cross court, turnover number 12. Right wing, set for a three, no good. Rebound, Urji Hanami. Kyle Germany down the floor all the way, goes up, tried to dunk it, missed it, put back up and in by Trayon Grant Foster, 64-53. Just got to get a better overall effort. Grizzlies will sub in two players at the next break. Out front, here's Briggs. Puts it on the deck, steps back, shoots it from 18. No good, but it's right into the hands of a Gladiator in the left corner for three, and it's good. Eric Beatty has now 6 points. Germany bumped off the ball, lost the ball, turned the ball over. Now back the other way, two on two, and a foul on Gage Pitts as they come down the floor. You just got to be tougher than that. You've got to be tougher than that protecting the basketball because they're not going to call everything. They are not going to call everything, and that is another turnover on the Grizzlies. We have been outscored here in the second half, 23-8 at home. If we were playing Indian Hills or something like that, that'd be one thing. We're not playing Indian Hills tonight. Doddridge over at the point, top of the circle, near the Grizzlies' mouth, down the right corner, Briggs, up fake, steps over, lost his man, shoots a three, and it's good. 70-53. Oh, and they're going to call that? Oh, wow. Foul call and a reach-in that time. As the Grizzlies just brought the ball up the right sideline. And that's going to be the first foul on Eric Beatty and team foul number one here in this half. But when you don't play aggressive, you don't get fouls. On the other hand, the Grizzlies against the more aggressive team have six. There's Foster up inside, stripped away and stolen. Bounce pass to the corner. Spin move, baseline. Just across on the baseline, Doddridge works in, lost his balance, loose basketball, picked up by Lionel Kimwimba. Now to cross, here's Vincent with a layup up and good. Seventy to 55, 11:20 to go. Left wing, Kara Parker. Pass down low on a cut. Now they'll move it back outside. They're too slow on the pass. His shot from the wing for a three. No good. His shot clock as it bounced off the rim. dead ball, Grizzly basketball. We had a chance to get a steal there, but we were too slow in rotating over on the wing. They got a three look. Luckily, it didn't go in. 15-point game, 11 minutes to play. Javian Downey back to TGF. Pull up, 13-foot jumper is no good, and it's rebounded underneath by Briggs for Memphis Day. Quajon Tate at the point. Donridge will shoot a three. No good. Rebounded by Germany. Here we go on the run. 2-on-2. Germany down the lane. Hangs and shoots. Missed it. Got it. Back. Put it up and in. Kyle has 10. 70-57. Kendon Peebles will check in a moment. Quajon Tate will check in a moment for Memphis Day. Briggs on the right side. And there's still 10 minutes in the game, but they may start thinking, you know, maybe we should start running a little clock. Here's a shot for a two from the baseline. It's an air ball. Now back the other way. Jamie Downey all the way in. Goes up and scores. Attacking the basket. And it's down to 11.
If we could do that, or if we would do that, it would be a lot closer of a game.
That was good how you rephrased that. If we would do that, because
yeah.
We can. Here's a shot for three on the right side. No good. They're trying to let us back in the game. Here comes Germany.
We just got to be as smart and take advantage of it. They don't play great defense.
Left corner, three ball. Down he goes.
70-62.
15-point game is down to eight. Timeout, 9:28. And we're back after a 30-second break on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
The Grizzlies play here on Hot Country KDY.
Well, the Grizzlies have hit him with their best shot here in the last probably minute or so. The lead, which was 15 points a little while ago, is down now to 8. 70-62. 9:28 to go in the ballgame. Curtis, as the pace of the game picked up a little bit here in the last minute or so, the Grizzlies have played better, and they've been doing what we talked about, get the ball to the basket, and we threw in the three just a moment ago.
Yeah, getting the ball to the basket is the recipe for success, because once you do that, it opens up that three ball. And, you know, that recipe has worked so far, getting back into the game a little bit.
But if you're going to come back and win the game, you've got to pick it up at the defensive end. You can't be allowing them to get these open looks like they have, because they've already proven over and over again that they can score. Over on the left side now. Crossover dribble into the paint. Hung up. Pass over on the wing. Loose basketball. Loose on the deck. Someone get down, get after it. Grizzlies have it. Germany up the right side. Downey. 2-on-2 all the way in. And the layup no good. Put back is up. No good. Rebound is going to be out of bounds. Last touch by, no. Rob Wolf's not going to overrule the call. It looked like it was off Doddridge to me. But it'll go to the Gladiators. 8:58 to go. I guess we're not going to get a media timeout since we got a 30-second timeout a while ago. 70-62. Left side on the baseline. Briggs back out. Grizzlies back in the zone. Doddridge has it. Cross-court pass, throw it away, out of bounds. You know, that's only the sixth turnover on the Gladiators here so far. Urji Hunami in the game with Kyle Germany, Champion Downey, Kendon Peebles, and Lionel Kamwimba. Javian gets it out to Kyle. Kyle at the point, has a screen, goes right, wide open. 17-footer is no good. Ball will go long to the corner. And picked up by Beatty. Now in the front court, Briggs will bring it across. Bounce pass across now to Tierra Parker. Left corner cutting down the lane. Doddridge lost it on the way up, and it's going to be out of bounds off the Grizzlies. 70-62 with 8:20 to play. Rayon comes back in the ball game for the Grizzlies for Kyle Germany. Inbound play out front. Briggs behind the back move at the elbow. Fall away from 10 feet. No good. Rebound line will come win. The boys kick it out and go. Here comes Downey up the left side. They're not getting back on defense especially well. Kendon in the corner for a three. Good! Five-point game, 70-65. Now on the left side, the Grizzlies match up on defense. High screen hook pass back left side. Beatty with an up fake. Pass inside. Lionel with a great defensive play. Bounces off of the Gladiator out of bounds. There you go. Good play defensively that time by Lionel Kimwimba. The forced turnover number 7 on the Gladiators. And now 5-point game with 7:40 to go. JV and Downey in the front court. Trey on Grant Foster. Free throw line. He gets hit midair and a late call, but a call all the same. And it'll be a two-shot foul attempt for Trayon Grant Foster, fouled in the act. 7:25 to go. 70-65. Well, Curtis, it didn't look very good a little while ago when we were down 15. It's looking a little better right now.
It's a little better. I was just thinking to myself that if I go to the doctor and they say I have heart problems, I'm going to send the bill to this team.
Trayon makes the first free throw. He'll have one more try. He now has 13 points tonight. At the end of the game, we name our Don's Auto Service Player of the Game. Here's the next try for TGF, and it's good.
70-67.
Tierra Parker. Front court now. Parker has it. Left side on the side. Cross-court pass, they get it down low. Fall-away shot, tough shot from 10, no good. And now Kyle Germany with it. Kyle dribbles through, top of the circle, right point, left point pass. Gets an inside look at Lionel, pinning this guy. Puts it up and good.
That's there all day.
All day. 1-point game. It was 15 a little while ago. It's 1 now, 70-69, 6:48 to play. Briggs on the right sideline. Pass to the cutter. Tip pass out to the corner. Nothing open. We're playing better defense now. Crossover dribble. Beatty dribbles in. Double team. Kicked it outside. Now at the point. Quayshon Tate on the left side to Parker. No look pass inside. Great cut. Layup is up and in by Quayshon Tate. 72-69. That wasn't bad defense. That was just a good play executed by Memphis Day.
That was a slick move.
72-69. A three would tie it. But I say let's get it to the bucket. Trayon with it. It's right elbow. Passes inside. There's Lionel. Lays it up and good. Lionel has 10. 1-point game, 72-71. On the left side, Parker has it. Hook pass across, left corner. Shot for three is up and no good. Rebound, Urji Hanami. The Grizzlies could take the lead. Here comes Urge on the drive. Alley-oop, catching it up. Kendon Peebles with the alley-oop dunk. Kenny would be proud. I'm sure he is proud. 73-72. Right side, they're going to launch a long three, and it's good. Unguarded three by Tierra Parker. So the lead didn't last long. Parker has 7. Timeout. 5:19 to play in the ball game. Well, everyone's going to the bench. I assume it's a timeout. 5:19 to go in regulation play. Full timeout. Grizzlies trail 75-73. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
The Ozark Self-Care team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Baby, shimmy, GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
No matter the season, you need a truck that stands the test of time. From scorching summer roads to winter's icy grip, count on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC for power and reliability. With a truck from Bailey, be ready for every adventure life throws your way.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Find new roads where the Bailey Factor works for you.
College basketball action with the Grizzlies continues now on Hot Country KDY.
Back to play. Grizzlies have the basketball. Clock running. 5:17 to go. 75-73. Grizzlies down by two. High double screen for Kyle Germany. Looking inside. There he is. Throwing the ball. Here's a shot for three at the left point. Good! Kyle Germany gives the Grizzlies the lead. 76-75. Turn up the burner. Get after him a little bit here at the defensive end. Beatty out front over a screen. Down to the left elbow. He'll pull up. He'll shoot and he'll score. Eric Beatty has 8 points. 77-76. We're on the teeter-totter. Grizzlies down by one. Kyle out front gets bumped, and that is an obvious blocking foul on Tierra Parker, his first. Team foul-wise, that's number three on the Gladiators. Lionel Kamwimba comes out of the ball game. He better rest quick. 4:35 to go. Grizzly basketball, Carlos Paul is in for him. Post up down there, Carlos. You got business coming your way. There he is, wide open on the block. Turns to the middle, left-hand shot off the board, no good. Tipped out, picked up by Germany. Nope, picked up by Briggs. And the Gladiators have it. 77-76, 4:15 to play. At the point, step back. Three ball is up and good again.
They don't need much room to get their shot off.
Ball out of bounds back court. 80-76. Grizzlies down by four with 4 minutes left. It seems like every time that we have given them a shot, especially behind the three-point line, that they've made it. It just, I know that's not the case, but it sure seems that way. TGF in the ball game with Kyle Germany, Gage Fitz, Carlos Paul, and Javian Downey, who takes it all the way to the rim, puts it up, no good, but he got fouled. And right there is what we're talking about. Why stop? Because they're not going to stop you if you bring the ball up the floor into the offensive end. Second foul call on Tierra Parker for Memphis Day. Stops the clock at 3:54. Javian Downey at the free throw line. He's 2 out of 2 tonight. He has 13 points. First try, good. It's a three-point game, 80-77. Javian from Toronto, Canada. Next try, good. 80-78. Javian has 15. Two-point game. High screen. Beatty to the corner. Cross-court pass on the left side. Hunter has it. He'll launch it, and it's no good. High rebound, tipped over, and controlled by Carlos Paul. Carlos gets it out. TGF has it. Man, take it to the basket. He'll pull it up, put it on the deck, drives in, leans in, shoots, and missed it. Got his own rebound. Wraparound pass, and here's Germany up, stripped away defensively, and it'll be a turnover. The Grizzlies think that Briggs was out of bounds as he saved the basketball, but no call there. 80-78, 3:12 to go. Rob Wolf will blow the whistle. And the 30-shot clock never started. So now the officials have to guess at what it should be. Maybe two? No. I'm just trying to help. Kendon Peebles came out. He'll come back in the ball game now for, I think, Urji Hunami. And I am telling you, if you're not going to take the ball to the basket, if you're a guard, you're not going to take it to the basket. Throw that thing inside. But right now, Lionel Kamwimba is on the bench. Another real long three is no good. Rebound. Trayon has it long up the floor. Urgy thrown away. And a turnover on the Grizzlies. Gee whiz. 14 for the ball game. 80-78. 2:58 to go in the game. Quayshon Tate. Bounce pass corner. Briggs has it. Gets it in the lane. Stopped. Now back to the right corner. 14 on the shot clock. They're getting wise to this clock thing now a little bit. Here's Parker. Drives the lane. Goes up for the shotgun as he got between the defenders. And he has 9 points. 82-78. 2:29 to go. Here's Javian all the way to the hole. Right in reverse is good. Memphis stay on top. Timeout Grizzlies with 2:24 to play in the game. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
At Holiday Inn Express and Suites in West Plains, your comfort and satisfaction is their top priority every day. That's why they're the top-rated Holiday Inn Express and Suite location for customer satisfaction, not just in America, but the world for 4 consecutive years. They feature a pool and an exercise facility, spacious, comfortable lobby and rooms offering comfort and relaxation. Make your reservation by calling 417-257-3000. Stay with the best. Holiday Inn Express and Suites, 1301 Preacher Row Boulevard, West Plains.
Hi, this is Mark. If you're looking for a big-ticket item for that special someone on your list, hurry in for year-end savings with up to $500 off select American Landmaster and Bad Boy side-by-sides. Plus, we have huge savings on all in-stock Ferris, Grasshopper, and Bad Boy mowers. Hurry in for the best selection and save. Hirsch knows Santa.
Hirsch Feed and Fun Supply for more than a box store.
Grizzly basketball continues now on Hot Country KDY.
Anybody's ball game, but it's a 2-point lead for Memphis Day. 82-80, they have the ball. 2:15 to go in the game, 20 on the shot clock. Left side pass, nearly a walk on Tate on the left wing, picked up by Kendon. Back out to the point. Briggs has it. Ursie is going to stay up. He didn't stay up quick enough. Long three is good. How many does he have to make before we realize? He only has made 7 threes. Here's Trayon, free throw line, gets in the paint. Step through, lost it, picks it up, puts it up, scores. 85-82. Be a warning against probably the Grizzlies touching the ball after it goes through the net. 85-82, and here comes Memphis Day with a 3-point lead. Kira Parker. Backdoor cut. Here's the shot blocked by Kendon Peebles. Pump fake up inside. No good, but a foul on the play, and Trayon will get called for the foul. That's better than giving him 2 points. TGF with his second foul. Right now, the 5 for the Grizzlies. More athletic bunch out there right now. Trayon is out there along with Javian Downey, Richie Hanami, Kyle Germany, and Kendon Peebles. Two shots, first try, no good. Tate will get one more. It's a big miss. This would be an even bigger miss. It's a one-possession game with 1:29 left. Here it is, no good, way off the mark, rebounded by Germany. Here come the Grizzlies. Don't have to tie it here. Get a bucket. Javian beats the D, shoots a floater, no good. He got fouled, and that will be team foul 5. I don't know if it'll get 2 shots, though. Maybe. That's the 3rd foul on Jarrah Parker for Memphis Day. No shot before the shot. Grizzly basketball. Kendon is in the right corner. If he catches this inbound pass, he can. Now he's going to move back inside. Long pass out front to Kendon Peebles. Hook pass in the corner. Urgy with a 3 in the air. Good! Tie ball game. Urgy Hanami with 5. 1:10 to go. 85-85. Left side, Sierra Parker. guarded by Javian Downing. Screen left goes that way. Stay up on the ball. Dribbling to the baseline. Here's a pull-up. Tough shot. No good. Slapped off the board to the corner. Picked up, though, by the team from Memphis, and they'll reset their offense. Memphis Day. Here's their player. Here's Briggs out front. Shoots from about 35. No good. Rebound with 36 seconds to go. 28 on the shot clock. Trayon dribbles down. Goes up. Got fouled. He'll shoot two with 29 seconds left. You know, Curtis, this is the part of the game where it hasn't really hurt him that much, but this is the part of the game where Memphis Day could really use some structure.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely use some defense as well.
Free throw is good by Trayon, giving the Grizzlies a one-point lead. 29 seconds left. You're still going to have to get a stop at the other end and make some probably some free throws. Here's the next try. Good again. Timeout. Grizzlies take time with 29 seconds left with a two-point lead, 87-85. Back in a minute on KDY.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
No matter the season, you need a truck that stands the test of time. From scorching summer roads to winter's icy grip, count on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC for power and reliability. With a truck from Bailey, be ready for every adventure life throws your way.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Find new roads where the Bailey Factor works for you.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 255-7955 or visit wp.missouristate.edu. Registration is going on now. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now more Grizzly basketball action on Hot Country KDY.
We're back to play. 29 seconds left. Grizzlies up to 87-85. At the right side comes Quayshon Tate. Lionel Kabwemba back at the game for defense. Inside, you got to stay up on the ball. Don't let them walk into a three here. Kyle Germany out front. Cross-court pass on the left side. Here's Hunter. Crossover dribble. Down the lane. Puts it up and no good. Rebounded by Trayon. Stolen. Picked up inside. Briggs lays it up and good. And now 5 seconds to go. Up the left side. Trayon. Take it all the way in, son. Does. Puts it up. Oh, no good. And we go to overtime. Wow. Overtime is coming up, and the Grizzlies tied with the Gladiators from Memphis Day, 87 all. Back in a minute on KD1.
At Holiday Inn Express and Suites in West Plains, your comfort and satisfaction is their top priority every day. That's why they're the top-rated Holiday Inn Express and Suite location for customer satisfaction, not just in America, but the world, for 4 consecutive years. They feature a pool and an exercise facility, spacious, comfortable lobby and rooms offering comfort and relaxation. Make your reservation by calling 417-257-3000. Stay with the best. Holiday Inn Express and Suites, 1301 Preacher Row Boulevard, West Plains.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.